3386, the official ball buster of the Scott and Allie Show. They have two texts. They wanted to know, first of all, what's the latest with Jason's car, or Jasano's car, I should say.
What is the latest with your car?
Yeah. I'm taking it up to hopefully get it fixed this weekend.
Okay, good.
The new one. The mud-encrusted...
No, that one's... I gotta sell that one, I told you.
No, I didn't know you sold it.
No, he has to sell it.
Oh, you have to sell it. I apologize.
But I'm taking the Jeep up.
Oh, this dumb Jeep. You've been on this stinking Jeep since you started working here.
Pretty much. Right,
whatever, I'm over it. And then they said, Diddy and Usher...
So you sound like his dad.
I told him. Well, I adopted him. Diddy and Usher equals Scott and Jasano.
We're gonna
do a little experiment. Let me give you the experiment. Man. So we just listened to this audio clip.
At least Jasano's of legal age.
Well, that's true. So we just heard this creepy audio of like all these people laughing at the press conference that Diddy and, had adopted who?
A young girl off the street.
God.
I need you to say it just like this one time. Adopted me, Jasano. Just say that.
Scott adopted me, Jasano.
Now I'm gonna have you say it again, and I'm gonna add the creepy Diddy giggle. Are you ready?
Oh my god!
Yeah, go ahead. I'm ready. Whenever you're ready.
Scott adopted me, Jasano.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It twisted completely.
Yes,
you know
it
what
does.
I mean? It went
that's
from
a good. That's I like that you did that. Really opens people's eyes to how weird Diddy is.
Yeah, one more time for those that missed it. Scott adopted Jasano. Go ahead.
Scott adopted Jasano.
Oh my gosh.
Well, how weird is that?
Gross.
Yeah. Yes.
It's
yes.
Gross.
All right. Now, moving on from that, I have a question for you. And we sometimes have talked about crazy superstitions over the years. Things like the Italian death dream. Do you remember the Italian death dream? This is where a grandmother dreams somebody's going to die and they're dead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's something like that. Has anybody ever heard this one? Don't turn your bread upside down. I read this and I'm like, I've never heard this one. You know, like a loaf of bread, not a piece of toast.
Yeah.
No, I've never heard this.
All right. So they say if you believe in superstitions and you aren't aware of this one involving bread, you might want to start looking for the loaves and making sure they're placed right. It's an old French superstition that says very bad luck is going to be in place if the loaf of bread is upside down. This also includes the baguette.
And why?
Well, so there's actual reasons to this.
I figured it's got to come from somewhere.
The story goes like this, that executioners had very busy schedules and often didn't have time to go into a bakery in the morning to get bread. So bakers would leave one loaf of bread turned upside down that the public understood was specifically for an executioner.
Oh, that's so cool.
Taking the bread would be considered bad luck, and many now believe that turning it upside down would welcome a curse of hunger into their lives.
That is a really cool story.
I never knew this.
Me neither. I love when I learn something crazy like this. Well, and I can't wait to tell Zach, because Zach's such a history buff, that when I tell him that, he's going to be so impressed.
Are you going to go home and at least be like, Scott? Totally.
No.
You're taking
That's
credit.
Not going to get me any booty.
Oh, creepy giggling might.
Definitely will.
That.